Good morning, citizen lobbyist. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking forward to this because there were two meetings, not one, but two meetings on Wednesday evening that were both, I'm guessing, more than interesting. And
we
streamed one, the school board meeting, and I understand you attended the other one. Is that correct?
That's true. Yep. The Texas trying to figure out what was going on in both bodies was flying fast, but I think I got a pretty good idea what went on at the school board, although there was a lot of action at the borough on our first budget deliberation hearing as well. So, but I wonder if we want to back up just a little bit, Mike, and just talk about Tuesday's meeting, the normal meetings, and I guess anything but normal is any of those meetings, but the borough did have a regular scheduled meeting on Tuesday that we both attended.
That's great.
And we should probably go through that real quickly.
Let's do it.
And then leave everybody in suspense about what happened last night.
All right.
The meeting was, everybody was there. George McKee was late. And I don't know that Colligan ever did call in, but Doty was on, Assemblywoman Doty was on the phone. I think she's in Australia right now, so kudos to her for calling in.
I believe Assemblyman Culligan did call in. I seem to remember both
the
voices.
Okay,
yes.
That's right. He did finish. He must have joined in. So they started out with having a good report from the city of Palmer. We talked about the great success that Who Let the Girls Out was for the city. He also said that the Friday Fling will start on the 18th of this month, so right around the corner. And there's a big car show this weekend, so lots of events always going on in Palmer.
Right.
He also indicated that the sales tax receipts were down a little bit from the first quarter, but they think that now that they'll probably get back up to speed now with these big events coming up. Didn't sound too concerned about that. Golf course is open. They've now honed down on their bid for the wastewater treatment area, big project that originally they thought was going to cost them about $16 million, and they've gotten that down to $9.5 million, so he's happy about that. There's a big FAA project going out to bid, and he talked about the walkability, a little bit about the walkability study that went on last week, and that they're going to start painting the crosswalks and the bike lanes and ask for everybody's indulgence and not running over the lines this year.
Right.
They also had a report from the new superintendent, interim superintendent, Monica Goyed, about the seriousness of what they were facing with budget cuts. She brought up a handout with her that just kind of laid out what the worst-case scenario was going to be here if the borough didn't come to their budget conclusions that were favorable to the borough. They were really looking right now at about 55 staff losses, and for teachers, for just instructional staff, and then 33 for non-instructional. And they, of course, were on the eve of their outsourcing, so she talked about that. But she made it pretty clear that things were getting very serious. Also, there was a handout talking about the increases in activity fees, which were stunningly high. But, you know, that's what happens when flat funding occurs for so many years and your student population rises so much so quick. Now, the borough has been funding them at an increased amount, but not enough to keep up with all the years of flat funding and also just the big expansion of so many more pupils. So that went on. She did talk about the that, you know, the middle school college was campus was open, and that's been looks to be very successful. They're going to have a lot more students, and it's going to be closer to home now. It'll be right at the Matsu College here, so that's going to save a little bit of money in transportation. They had a, they also had a report from the Matsu Convention and Visitors Bureau, also a report from the Joint Assembly School Board Committee meeting, which I also attended on Monday, and that was kind of that sort of thing. So not anything, just going through this, Mike, I don't remember anything that really stuck out that was too big of a deal.
Well, I think the biggest thing that, first of all, there was the process. They have, caught fire. They moved through things pretty rapidly.
Oh my gosh!
And yeah. Most interestingly, there was very little in the way of anyone coming up to speak. In fact, the only item that received a number of people's attention from the audience was one that had been pulled from the agenda.
Yeah, I think that Mayor Halter said it was the first meeting he remembered that there was absolutely no testimony on any of the ordinances that they passed or they were contemplating, which I hadn't thought about that, but that is kind of an odd occurrence. They did have about six testifiers, I think, from the Butte talking about memorandum of agreement, basically, that was kind of oddly put on the agenda. I wasn't even really sure why that was on the agenda because it doesn't require any public process.
And then it was removed.
So it wasn't on there. But although the mayor was very upfront about wanting to hear that he knew people were there to speak on it and that they certainly could during persons to be heard. So he didn't try to, daunt them from speaking or anything. And they did. They came up and talked about it was had to do with a cleaning up the air in the Butte that has been a little bit of publicity on that we're getting dangerously close to breaching the acceptable levels with the EPA, much of what Fairbanks has gone through. There's a lot of controversy out there, what it's caused by. There's a little encampment of people that are sure it's just a stilt and has nothing to do with people burning green wood. So there was probably six people that testified about that. They like to throw in a lot about their taxes being too high anyway, and it was a waste of government money. We've sort of heard this gambit of explanations, but that was kind of it.
Right.
But they got heard, so that was good. They'd gotten lots of public, that he pulled it. The manager said that he had already gotten lots of feedback from the public. He had talked to a lot of people about it. He reminded them that he understands the, cost of fuel oil and how people do want to burn wood. And they've upped what they sell on the open market for wood. People can get up to 10 cords of wood now, but, they need to burn dry wood. That's just the bottom line. And
yeah.
I think most people have sort of agreed on this, that there's only a handful of people that don't follow that good practice that cause a lot of the problems with the air out there. So hopefully that's kind of gotten pushed off for a while. So,
so that
was it. They also had a little bit of conversation on a rebid of an award about crack sealing services. But at the end of the day, that went through too. So that was kind of the end of nothing too big on that that meeting. So
and now we go to Wednesday.
So Wednesday, the school district did have a meeting, regular meeting of there, and the biggest thing on their agenda was the vote that was taken about the administration's desire to outsource the custodial services of the borough. And this, of course, is something, a road that was traveled on some years before and did not turn out very well. And they went back to the old way of getting rid of the contractor. So the same contractor was the sole bidder on this proposal, would have saved the school district some money, but it was not without controversy, particularly since people had already experienced this before and was doubtful that the outcome would be any differently. So at the end of the day, I didn't hear all of the board's arguments on it, and which I'm curious to hear, Mike, and I'm sure you'll have that up later today, so people should listen to it. But at the end of the day, it did fail, 4-3.
Right, and I want to say that I listened to someone else was streaming the meeting, but I listened to a good portion of the comments made by, which was an interesting approach. There was the president of the board, Dr. Dierman, encourage each of the board members prior to the vote to comment or say what they had to say. And as I was listening, I said, I heard mostly that this was a very, very difficult decision for people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I began to believe that it was going to be passed And a lot of the comment was to explain that it was so difficult, but there were reasons for doing it. So I must say that when I thought it was going to be close, and it was at 4-3, but my impression was that was a surprise. I believe that many people thought it would pass, would be close, but would pass. So the other part of it is that depending on what happens at the borough or the state level, this which has been in focus and is a significant amount of money, will become much less a focus because there are much bigger dollars. And I would suspect that both this outsourcing as well as the long list that the superintendent went through, as she did at the borough assembly meeting, pointing out that depending on how much is cut, you're going to see many, many, many things go away that we have become used to in programs, as well as a dramatic increase in numbers of students. So I think once those other decisions are made, then it'll be back to looking at everything once again. So even though this outsourcing has been set aside for the moment, it's only a sign of the dire straits the district is in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. I think the other thing that you're seeing is a big reaction from the public. I don't know. I heard there were a lot of people at the school board meeting, and I wasn't there. I was over at the borough. But not only was the room full of reporters from Channel 2, Channel 11, there was also not a seat to be had. It was the mayor made a comment that he thought it was the biggest crowd that he had seen at the borough. So it really did get some parents and lots of students and lots of members of the community out. I think the borough heard things that they have not heard before, like, I am fine with you raising my taxes to pay for education. For numerous people were up there saying that. There is a little bit of, people are a little unclear of who to take their complaints to. I think there were members of the assembly that were a little dismayed because they were talking to them about cutting specific programs. There was a big contingency of ROTC kids there, big, big contingency of them. And, of course, that's one of the ones on the chopping block for if we continue down this road of not funding public education. And I think the assembly thought they should have been at the, at the school board talking about them because they don't actually cut any particular program.
Well, yeah.
Which is fair. It's fair.
Yeah, fair, right.
But at the end of the day, they give the money that drives the programs. And,
so what was your sense then? The borough assembly meeting filled with a lot of people talking. What was the agenda for Wednesday night's borough assembly meeting, and what came out of that as a result?
Okay, so the meeting had one thing on the agenda, and that was deliberations and possible adoption of the fiscal year 2018 budget. And this is after three very public hearings to get public input. And it really was just about deliberations. And I'm not even sure, Mike, I think this is probably the I've probably seen 10 years of these deliberations to go on, and none of them look the same. This one came with 10 amendments already in the back of the room for people to examine. All assembly members were either there or on the phone. Barbara Doty, again, was calling in. Mr. Beck was calling in. And everybody else was at the table. They started off, I think there was a little, it got sort of a tense start because someone moved, I think Mr. Sykes moved to hear assembly comments first. He wanted the crowd that was there to hear where the assembly members were coming from on the budget.
Okay.
And the mayor vetoed it. It was passed. The assembly voted to do it that way, and the mayor vetoed it. Vetoed them changing the order of the agenda, which was kind of got him off to a shaky start. Then he said he was going to limit testimony, only to change his mind about that, because I think he realized that was not going to fly in that room. And then he was very open, and they heard hours of testimony. I didn't get a final count on it, but it started promptly at 6 o'clock. They took a 5-minute break in between testimony, and I think they only deliberated maybe the last hour. So, they had a couple of hours of solid testimony of people taking 2 to 3 minutes to tell them their position, and some interesting stories and some passionate testimony from people about the need to fund the education system in the borough. So at the end of the day, there was a short presentation from the borough mayor or the borough manager about where the mill rate is now, what are the confines of the tax cap that the borough operates under, defending his own budget, so to speak, then they took the testimony, and then they started deliberations. And boy, there was not a sound in the room as they took up these amendments. The first one was a technical amendment having to do with the bond debt, amending it so it sort of sits outside the tax cap, which is way too much in the weeds to talk about here. But the very first amendment that they took on was from Randall Kawaki, the assembly person from the Willow area, and his amendment would have actually cut about $1 million out of what they were set to give the school district. So his was a cut. And he had just sat there and heard a couple of hours of testimony from people saying, please don't pass this amendment. Please don't cut our amendment. And he made a pretty good point about it. He talked about he thought they were on a directory that they could not sustain, they really did not have money to give, but at the end of it, he said, I'm not sure I'm going to vote for my own amendment. He just wanted to have the conversation about where they were going with this, that it was not a sustainable pattern they were on. They'd given 6% last year more to the school district. They were asking for 6% this year. They couldn't sustain it. And he wanted to have a conversation and see where his fellow assembly members were. And he found out pretty quickly where they were because it was voted down. He himself voted against it.
Wow.
I think George McKee was the only one that voted for it.
Okay.
So that one went down pretty quickly. So the next one up was Mr. Mayfield's amendment, and that had to do with basically wiping out all the funding that's sitting in the school site selection committee that they have been putting funds in, both the borough and the school district, in their leftover funds, end-of-year funds, to build up enough money so that when they do need new schools, they are able to fund them, buy the land, have the money, for the land for them. And the argument that Mr. Mayfield brought to the table was, we aren't going to be building new schools for the next foreseeable future because of the fiscal climate of the state. Our matching funds from the state is now on a hiatus. We're not getting those. He looked at where the proposed new schools would be in the next 5 years, and there's land already there. There's land over in the Pioneer Peaks area where the next one they would have to have, and there's land out by Reddington for another Connect school. He didn't address one that has been talked about here in Palmer again. He left that out of the conversation, but he felt confident that that this money was set aside originally for educational purposes, and that it was better to be used for instructional uses by the school district, who he thinks has been doing a really good job of stewarding that money, than to let it sit there for a purpose that's unknown. So lots of back and forth about that, a lot of philosophical differences about that. There was an amendment made by Mr. Sykes to take about $300,000 of that money out and keep it in the school site selection committee at this point so that fund would not be empty, and it would have a starting place in case they did have to, you know, find themselves in a position to buy some land. That did pass at the end of the day, so the school district got a little less than what Mr. Mayfield had set out to return to them, although Mr. Mayfield himself voted for it. So I think he felt that was a good compromise.
Okay.
But at the very end of it, it did pass a very slim margin. Assemblywoman Doty, Mr. Sykes, Mr. Mayfield, and Mr. Beck have voted for it. So it's a 4-3 split with Mr. Culligan, Mr. McKee, and Mr. Kowalki voting against it. But it sounds like there may be a mayoral vote veto in the works.
Oh. So the it you're referring to is just that one piece, or
right, the extra funding that Mr. Mayfield has on the table.
Got it.
From them, that's what's up for funding for it. And even at the end of the meeting, the mayor said there's one he's taking a very hard look on.
Okay.
So I would not be surprised he has until the next borough meeting, regular meeting, and that's now changed because the next meeting would have been May 10th had they not finished their deliberations. But I'm amazed to say that they are done with the budget. They've already set the mill rate.
Oh.
So instead of the 10th of May for a special meeting again about budget deliberations, they won't be meeting, I don't think, till the 16th of May, Mike.
Okay.
So right now
the
mill rate is set at 10.332 for area-wide and 5.48 for non-area-wide.
Is that a rise, or how does that compare to last year?
It's a little bit of a rise, but it's right at the cap.
Okay.
So nothing too, a little bit more, but not much more at all. The other amendments they had in there, they added, and this got a lot of laughs, and Mr. McKee actually added it, and it had to do with another position at the animal control department. He added it. It was a position, another deputy at the animal control facility. And that passed unanimously. They did some moving around of some money from the bed tax, designating some projects to get some money and some project to not get some money. Matanuska Park was the loser on that particular amendment. They added a couple of positions to EMS to have to do with recruiting new unpaid and volunteer positions, which seemed to be much needed. They're all in all, Mike, I've never quite seen a budget go through that quickly. They hit areas I've never seen before, and I think at the end, Mr. Sykes wanted to continue into the 10th to take a deeper look at the budget to see what else they might do with it, but he didn't get enough votes to make that happen. So
okay.
Now, other than a veto, it's done.
All right. Well, thank you, Citizen Lobbyist. That's a pretty thorough piece, and of course, we'll ponder the implications of all of this as we await the decisions that are being made in Juneau.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to make that big difference.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Mike, go out and have a good day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.